Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. As of Monday afternoon, Republicans in Congress were trying to find a fast fix to the impending health care crisis in January when tax subsidies for Affordable Care Act insurance plans expire. Meanwhile, Democrats have fought to protect the tax credits that make the plans affordable-ish. And that's all been happening as people are learning just how much more they'll be paying next year if they can afford health insurance at all. Some of them spoke on a press call organized by Maine Democrats last week. Here are some excerpts.
This year, my portion of the policy premium is $478 a month. I receive currently $570 in credits, which is based on my income. My policy is through Harvard Pilgrim, and it's a bronze level plan, meaning a high deductible of $7,500. Upon hearing our leaders in Washington were planning on letting the advanced premium tax credits expire, I knew it was going to be bad for me, my business, and my clients. And as expected, as of January 1st, I will be paying $1,300 a month or $15,600 per year, which is 24% of my income. This is 24% just to have the policy. Now let's add in the $7,500 deductible if I actually need to use the plan. A total of $23,000 or 35% of my yearly income. That is truly, it is not sustainable for me or anyone else.
I've lived my entire life with an inherited and chronic rare illness called hemophilia. It's a bleeding disorder. And so my life has always sort of been dictated around medication and access to medication and making sure that my parents could provide the right insurance. And we dealt with many things like lifetime caps and pre-existing conditions, preventing care. So when the ACA passed and became available to us, it was really important. It was such a relief. It was important to folks just like me who have conditions that are very expensive to treat and are going to affect them every single day. But it's getting to the point now where the insurance plan itself is becoming inaccessible because the premiums are so high. When I first got on this plan a few years ago, I think I was paying closer to, somewhere in the 200 a month, almost 300. And now I'm getting up to 600, 700. And as a, I make my living as an artist, as a visual artist, and being able to access a plan through the marketplace is great for people who want to have their own business or be a creative or be an artist, because especially as someone with a pre-existing condition, because no one's going to turn me away.
I grew up in Maine, as did my husband. We returned here to start a family and a business. A small construction company based in Arundel. We have two kids, and when the ACA was enacted, it enabled us to focus full-time on our growing business. Without it, we wouldn't have been able to purchase private health insurance due to pre-existing conditions and the cost of premiums. If the tax credits are not renewed, my family likely won't be able to afford coverage, and my business could be at risk since we may need to pursue a different avenue to ensure our kids would be covered. Currently, we're enrolled in a silver level health insurance plan with Anthem. If we were to keep the same plan for next year, our premium would increase to almost $2,500 per month, and the out-of-pocket limits would increase to $17,200 for Tier 1 and $20,300 for Tier 2 providers. It's nowhere near affordable to our family and would represent the single largest bill that we have to pay all year. It's more than our mortgage and utilities combined.
Excerpts from some of the speakers on a press call organized by the Maine Democrats last week. According to the Maine Department of Health and Human Services, nearly 65,000 Maine residents enrolled in Affordable Care Act plans in the last enrollment period, and 85% of them qualified for the tax credits that are slated to expire in January. Meanwhile, the CEOs of insurance companies continue to receive salaries and compensation packages in the tens of millions of dollars each year. I'll put a link if you'd like to look at that further in the archives with today's program. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.